Chapter 69. Samantha isn't the only one who reached out to Paul Hutton through the Four Bears messaging system, Jesse said. You messaged him too, after you took over the account and before you closed it down. Jesse had called Gwen Hadley the day before and asked if anyone else in the Kane family had ever taken a DNA test, telling her he was specifically interested in Bryce's wife, Tess. She told him she would have checked for that before, except she'd been on the clock that day. No, she said, Tess Kane had never taken a test, but Lily Kane had. He stood with his back to the terrace door, the lights of paradise behind him, and the ocean behind them. You knew that Whit wasn't his father, he said.
And how did I know that?
Because you panicked after there was a match with Hutton and Samantha, Jesse said. Because you knew a kid of yours was out there, one you'd left in a dumpster.
And this you know how? Lily said.
Because Four Bears told me.
Those companies promise confidentiality, she said.
This is a homicide investigation, Jesse said. Shit happens. She started to get up.
I'm not listening to any more of this.
Sit, he said, with enough snap in his voice that she did. I don't know who you were back then, and how your life brought you to putting an infant in a fucking dumpster, he said. Maybe I'll never know. It turns out that there's not much history anybody can find on you before you became Mrs. Whit Kane, because I've spent the last couple of days trying my ass off. Maybe if I wanted to do a deeper dive, I could find out. She raised her chin slightly, almost imperiously. Still Lily. Good luck with that, she said. But nothing more than that. But now you knew it had to be him, Jesse said. And you reached out.
I did no such thing, she said.
Jesse said, we didn't find a cell phone on Hutton, and there was no service plan on his credit card bills. He'd probably bought a prepaid phone with cash. But once I got a warrant for your call records, I found a number for that. You called it a couple times from Palm Beach, and he called you a lot after that. Not that he ever got through.
You never took my phone.
I didn't need to. All I needed was the number to track your calls, and where you made them from, and who you made them to. The modern world, Lily. Sometimes it's a beautiful thing.
Dog with a bone, she said.
The last he called you was right about the time he got dropped at your gate. That one lasted a few minutes. You were still in town then. Not long after that, from the car, you called Bryce and Nora Hayes.
Simply replaying a wonderful evening for our town, she said.
But you were on your way to pick up Hutton and get him away from the house and to the lake, Jesse said. He sat back down. What I can't figure is why you had to kill him, he said. Why you couldn't just pay him off and tell him to go away.
I didn't kill him, she said.
I've actually got a witness saying somebody fitting your description was running from the lake after he heard the gunshot, he said. Tall and skinny, ball cap, long blonde hair. I thought it might be Bryce when I heard that, but it was you, the long-distance runner.
It wasn't me, she said.
No need to tell her that his witness was dead. He was just trying to bait her into a mistake, all he had. She didn't bite, just smiled at him.
Let's say all of this is true, Jesse, she said, or some of it is. If you had any real proof, you would have arrested me, at which point the best lawyer's money can buy would already be stuck to you like ticks. I don't know what you hoped to accomplish here, but I didn't shoot anybody.
Still smiling, she said.
Are you sure you haven't started drinking again?
He let that one go.
Are we still speaking hypothetically?
Have at it, Jesse said. Keep them talking. Whether it was Beau Marino or Lily Kane, just
because you never knew. You have no idea, she said.
About what? Jesse said. Who you were?
No, goddamn you, she said, spitting out the words. What I had to do to become who I am. To become Lily Kane. And neither you nor anyone else is going to destroy that with your little story.
Now she stood.
And now I have heard enough and said enough, she said.
Jesse got the call from Peter Perkins at about 3 in the morning that they'd found Lily Kane's body not far from where they'd found the body of Paul Hutton, her first child, near the lake.
Single shot to the head, Peter said.
Peter said he'd had to wake some people up and piss them off, but it turned out that the gun found next to the body, a .22, was registered to Whit Kane. Jesse told him he was on his way. He got dressed and was walking through the living room when he saw the bottle of Crown Royal that Lily had left on the table. A third of it left. Maybe less. He picked it up and stared at the amber liquid. Didn't have to smell it, because he knew the scent and the taste. He stood there for what felt like a long time, and then walked into the kitchen and poured the rest of it into the sink, and then headed for the lake. Where it had all started, for the end of it.